Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. Think for a moment of one event or moment or person who changed everything for you. That event or person or thing that transfigured you. One time I preached this as, think about something that just lit you up, like Jesus was lit up. Think of that one thing and hold on to it while I yammer for a while. The transfiguration of Jesus is one of those texts that's, you know, sort of mystical and interesting and strange. Jesus climbs the mountain, leaves some disciples behind, and as they look up, they see Jesus with Moses and Elijah, and Jesus is glowing, and there he is in the company of the two great symbols of the faith. Moses, who led the people out of Israel, who accompanied them through the desert and followed God as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And Elijah, who came when the people had fallen away from God, who then brought them back and led them again to a new kind of promised land. There, Jesus is on top of the mountain. It is quite amazing. He is transfigured in the midst of this incredible spiritual event. And the disciples were clearly impressed. After the two figures then disappear from their sight, and Jesus begins to come down the mountain, and having heard that incredible voice, "This is my son, listen to him," the disciples want to build a tent and stay. While the whole event is certainly incredible and memorable and a powerful symbol for God incarnate, I don't think that's the amazing part of the story. I think the most amazing part of the story, as I told the kids, is that Jesus came back down. Think about it. Why the heck didn't he just stay up there? Because as any self-respecting guru, head of any religion, would have done, he should have built himself a little house up on top of the mountain. And then you all could have climbed up there to see him. There would have been a little museum off to the side selling trinkets, and you could go down with a holy and blessed set of beads like Don has. And all would have been well in the world. But the transfiguration that Jesus experiences on the mountain comes down, and where will it lead him? Where will he go with it? That's what's incredible. This transfiguration that happens up on the mountain comes down with Jesus, and he says to the disciples, "Come with me." And he ordered them to tell no one about it, because his work was just beginning. What we find, of course, is that the whole world begins to become transformed by this Jesus. Nothing remains the same. Now, think about your transforming experience. That thing that happened in your life that you think, "Wow, everything changed that day." For me, It happened late one evening in the 80s. That's a long time ago.
The 80s? There were people alive back then?
Way back in the 80s, one night, late at night, on a total and complete whim. Not at all thought ahead beforehand, surprisingly. I asked Jeannie to marry me. Just popped into my head. None of this sort of planned thing where you get the roses and everything and go, oh, my darling, will you marry me?
Yes.
Just, I said, would you marry me? And to my absolute and utter surprise, she said yes. That little moment changed everything. Some of them small and some of them huge. Small things like, had I never married Jeannie, I still would not eat vegetables. I just wouldn't. What's the point? I probably would still think, even to this day, that as soon as money comes in, you ought to get it out of your pocket as soon as you possibly can. In the moment that she said yes, I learned about love in a new way. I was changed. I was changed to be able to do things that I never thought I would be able to do, and to go places where I never imagined I would be called. I think that same kind of change happens when we encounter God incarnate who comes down the mountain. In coming down the mountain, God meets us exactly where we are and calls and redeems and sustains us and prays with us and holds us in our hurt and in our joy and in our brokenness and sickness, in our wellness and in our uncertainty. When Jesus comes down the mountain, not only does his ministry begin, but so does ours. It's fine and well for Jesus to come down the mountain and to heal the leper and to bring sight to the blind and to sit with tax collectors and prostitutes. But what's so cool is that he comes down the mountain and then proclaims all of you to be his body. Comes down the mountain where he will be beaten and crucified and rise from the dead and then call all of you to come down the mountain with him. So that the metamorphosis of the whole world can continue in you. If we, as God's people, simply stay up on the mountain and say, hey, you should come up here and worship with us. We have trinkets to sell. We have the truth for you. If that is all we do in the church, we have failed ourselves and Christ. We can no more stay up on the mountain than Jesus could. Our lives have been changed by this God who descended with us, descended to be with us in every moment. And you see, we are characterized by that metamorphosis. We are characterized by that change. There's no sweeping us off the way that Elijah was swept off by the chariots, although I have to say that is one of my favorite biblical stories. And if I had a choice, we would do a fresco on this entire wall with Elijah rising up to Diamond Head. It would be awesome. I don't think I'm going to get my way. But that's not us. We descend with Jesus down the mountain so that as Christ's body, we too can be drawn back into the world. For the world aches for healing and for hope and for a word that is comforting and healing. Because you see, our ministry is made for that healing and that hope and for that transformational power of Jesus, and through us, that transformation begins to happen. And to us. For you see, it is not just the gift that we have to give the world, but the remarkable gift that the world has to share with us. Jesus and we could stay on the mountain, but our transformation, our transfiguration, our metamorphosis draws us down into the world. And there we meet God in suffering and joy and healing and hurt and uncertainty and peace. So let's come down the mountain and be transformed by this Christ who remains with and through us even today.